Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
The number of car drivers observed using their mobile phone while behind the wheel has dropped by a third, according to the latest figures from the Road Safety Authority. But they've actually cast doubt on the results of their own survey, noting that they contradict a previous study that was carried out in 2024. I just want to know, what have you experienced? Like, what have you noticed while driving? If you glance over or see somebody passing you on the road, what do you notice drivers doing behind the wheel? 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number. Hugh is with me on the line today. Hugh, you're a road professional, or you're constantly on the road, is that right?
Yeah, well, in my business, Hugh Morris Alliance Auctioneers, we're based in Dublin and in County Meath and in the greater Dublin area. So I spend most of my day on the road.
Okay.
And we would see, you know, it is a huge factor, basically, especially in congested traffic, of people using phones and not keeping an eye on what's going on.
What do you notice?
It is very noticeable. I absolutely notice it. And I think the one other side of things, when you're traveling in the city and urban and built up areas, the biggest thing that we notice is the pedestrians also using head in the phone, basically, and not looking as they cross traffic junctions. I think that's another big factor, basically, that should be advertised and brought to light more, because a part of the traffic fatalities that do happen on an annual basis, unfortunately, are pedestrians. A big proportion of them are pedestrians, basically, involved in a traffic collision. So, look, absolutely, it's a huge factor. Anyone driving professionally or on the road on a daily basis normally use the car kits, basically. They do not use a handheld device. It is against the law. And it's important for their livelihood at the end of the day that they conform to the legislation that's there.
The Road Safety Authority's survey for last year is based on 26,000, I should say these are roadside observations. And what they spotted was 6% of drivers were noticed using a handheld device. This is a drop from 9% back in 2023. But they also expressed some doubt about the research, because they looked at a previous study which was carried out by the Driver Attitudes and Behaviour Survey, and they found 23% of respondents said that they sometimes check their mobile for notifications from social media, messages and emails while driving. So, I mean, in one breath we're hearing, Hugh, that there's been a slight drop. I mean, it's still a very high percentage of people using their phone.
Sure, it's a high percentage, as I said, and it's become part of our daily lives, not even noticing picking up the phone or looking at it when you're outside the vehicle. But I also think, as I said, when you're in congested traffic, basically, and you're delayed, there is a noticeable increase, basically, in looking at that phone, picking it up to check and see what things are at. And that normally is, in congested traffic. The studies, as I say, would vary, I believe, on a day-to-day basis, depending on traffic speeds and volumes on a daily basis. And I think any study that is done, it would be very different depending on the traffic conditions.
Liam is with us too in Tipperary. What have you noticed, Liam? Can you hear me okay? Hi, Liam. How are you?
I'm just listening to Hugh there. And I mean, the reality is I don't really believe the results of that survey. I think the RSA are right. I think they've got the figures wrong. There has been a noticeable increase in people using phones and using other handheld devices in cars. Anybody who drives for any length of time, and I have to do my own work, be in the car. And you can see people looking down constantly. And this isn't just in congested traffic, but this is in moving traffic. And you can see that they're distracted in their cars, looking down, looking across, not keeping the eyes on the road. You would come up against people who slightly drift across the road, and you might have to give them a beep and just shake them back into moving back across. So I'm not sure what the methodology that was used in the survey, but I would very, very much query the figures. But something I also told your researcher, I'm not sure have you mentioned it yet, is an awful lot of the new cars, Andrea, they've got like 10-inch, you know, 6 to 10-inch display screens.
Well, they're like iPads.
Yeah, I mean, I was looking at a brand new Skoda lately, and it has a bigger than an iPad on the screen. And, you know, all the controls now of the car are all controlled through these screens, communication screens. So you're trying to change the temperature of the car. You're trying to turn fans on, turn fans off. You're changing radio stations, which you probably don't like, Bjorn.
No, people still changing leave it
radio
where it is.
Stations. But the reality is, and these are big, bright LED-backed displays. They're very, very distracting in cars, you know, while they're moving. I think they should turn off or they should go into sleep mode. I don't know, can you do that? But I certainly do and have seen an awful lot more people using phones, picking them up. And he was right. You know, people check their emails, people check the notifications. You hear a ding in the car and, you know, it's you just pick it up and look at it. It's a massive problem. I don't know what we can do about it. I don't know, can we be blocked using phones while the car is moving? I know some companies tried to do things about it in the last couple of years, offering free cups of coffee. You know, if you kept the phone turned down for a couple of hours or whatever while you were driving. But it certainly is a big issue, and it's becoming a bigger issue in road traffic accidents. Another thing I said to a researcher, sorry, Andrew.
No, go on ahead.
On the pedestrians. Now, I live in Cashel, and Cashel is a very famous tourist town. We're very happy about that, and we're delighted. But because we have an awful lot of people who don't come from Ireland, ourselves, Britain and Sweden, are the only people who drive on the left-hand side of the road. So when you cross the road, you tend to look a certain way. People who come from other countries look the opposite way, you know, when they're about to cross the road. So if they're on their phone, they give a quick glance up. There's nothing coming the way they think traffic should be coming. And then they walk out across into a flow of traffic. That's pretty dangerous as well, you know.
Yeah, no, I take your point. Julia is joining us as well, Liam. What have you observed drivers doing behind the wheel, Julia?
Hi, Andrea. I'm not really observing when I'm driving. I'm more watching the road myself. It's more when I'm walking I observe. And I do think that the key word in the introduction is observed. You know, I mean, a lot of these people, if the 9% or the 1/3% is true, they weren't observed before. So it just shows you when people are being observed, you know, what it can do if it's true. Yes, I've seen drivers, not just as their first caller there was saying, Hugh was saying, you know, in static traffic, I've seen it, you know, when they're driving along down a particular hill, I walk and brake. A cyclist, I've seen them on their phone. You know, there's various people I've still seen on the phone. It's a bit like everything else we've discussed before. There's no presence. There's no, you know, visibility of deterrent. Those lads are the 9% or the 1/3% that are reduced now. That is due to observance. They know they were being observed. And also, too, I'd like to say, where was the survey done? Was it done in Dublin? Was it done in every county? Was it done in rural areas? Where was it done? I've just driven right around West Cork. The amount of the speed, people on phones, you know, it's just, I mean, I did use Mrs. Google to get around West Cork, but I did not answer any calls that came through. And if my phone rings, when I'm not using Mrs. Google, I just don't answer.
You let it ring out.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, some of the experiences.
Andrea, every car, Bluetooth. Right, I do not understand why Bluetooth is not used, why people have to take the phone up in their hands. I mean, I would imagine every car now has Bluetooth. If you haven't got it, don't use your phone.
You know, it's funny, and Liam, just to Julia's point there, and you mentioned this, you know, about the touch screen that we have in a lot of particularly in new cars now. Like this texter's got in touch, Liam, to say, if you're using Google Maps, it regularly prompts the user to interact with the phone. It'll ask you to confirm if the roadworks are present, if there's speed cameras up ahead. I think it's insane that apps like this knowingly seek engagement from drivers and that they're allowed to do it.
Yeah, that is part of it as well. I mean, you know, the car is interacting with you and you're interacting with the car. I mean, I'm actually sitting in my car at the moment and I'm sitting beside a car and my car is a 2011. It's got about a 2.5-inch screen with the information on it. The one next door to me has a 10-inch screen on it. And like I said, it's constantly asking you to interact with it. Mm. If it's down to things like, you know, increasing the volume of the radio you're listening to, changing the station of the radio you're listening to. But, you know, apart from that as well, you can now get ones where you plug in and you can literally watch television on the cars. Or you can, you know, you can be watching a Netflix series. And you do see people doing that in traffic on the way home because they've got long commutes. It's not an excuse to do it. But that's what they're doing, you know.
Which is funny you say that. There's a text here, Liam, from another listener who says, I've just passed an articulated truck on the Cork to Dublin motorway and he had an iPad on a steering wheel. I don't know, is he watching the iPad?
Well, what is he doing on the steering wheel? It's absolutely bonkers. But yeah, you know, Google Maps in there, they are looking for information and then they're updating and then, you know, further down when you open up your Google Maps, then 5 minutes later, they've got information from me to say there's roadblocks ahead and they're trying to warn you about it.
That listener's right about that engagement. And funny, another texter here, Liam, tells us there's an app apparently called Lifesaver and it'll block the phone when driving, but it allows the maps like Google Maps and Bluetooth as well. It'll allow you to take music and calls. Ross is with us on the line. Ross, you're a driving instructor.
Yeah, how's it going?
Not too bad. What have you noticed?
Like, I don't have much to add to. I agree with all the points that were made already, and like mobile phone use, very heavy when it gets congested. People are doing crazy things in the car. Like, it's not just mobile phone use. I've had another instructor tell me he's seen someone eating a bowl of cereal on the way to work.
Stop.
Some people shaving on the motorway. Like, yeah,
what?
Some like crazy things. Now, these are things
shaving.
I've heard. Yeah, going down the M50. Now, that's a story.
So they're looking, I shouldn't laugh, but looking in the rearview mirror and a razor up to them and shaving foam on.
Yeah, I've seen myself makeup being done on the way to work. Like, it's not just the mobile, it's just distraction in general is a problem. And I agree with the apps that are sending you prompts. Like, they really shouldn't be encouraging you to use the phone at all. But, like, I spend probably 40 hours of the week in that passenger seat with a learner. I'm always looking around, trying to take care of the learner mostly, but you just see it in the car ahead of you. You look in the rearview mirror, their head's peeking down every couple of seconds. You look behind you, the head's down in the lap. And when the traffic gets slow, that's kind of where it gets the worst, because people think they're safe. They get this false sense of security that I'm okay, the car's not moving. It's bad. And what can be done about it, I'm not too sure. Like, them apps that were mentioned already, like the encouraging people to get rewards for leaving the phone down, I think that would be probably the friendliest way to try to solve the problem, like getting free coffees and stuff. Like, I, for sure, I'm on the road all the time. If I was getting free coffees, I'd have that phone down 100% of the time, get as many free coffees as I can, and I'd probably feel pretty good about going in, redeeming it, and collecting it. But there was one that Toyota made that actually got shut down recently that was linked in with Circle K, and it was brilliant. You got Circle K coffees for keeping the phone down. It was brilliant.
Listener says, I often notice people texting and watching YouTube while driving or waiting at traffic lights. A good solution to this would be for the mobile phone providers to disable all mobile data when the car is travelling under 50 kilometres an hour. Another listener says, here's another problem. Been on the phone for work. I've been on Zoom calls for work with colleagues in the car joining the meeting. This should be banned and not allowed. Our CEO expects us to join while driving. I refuse to do it. Get pulled up afterwards. Is there not legislation against this? I'm sure lots of people are expected to have to join meetings. Another listener says, about 2 weeks ago, I spotted a man with a laptop on his knee and reading spreadsheets on the passenger seat while he was actually behind the wheel. He was driving the car. Another listener too on this, I've noticed people, again, similar to that, yet the level of interaction that's required from some of the apps about road safety checkpoints, road safety works, guard the checkpoints, guard the speed cameras, all in the Google Maps as well. Can't understand how they're allowed to get away with this. And Colm in Cork says, the best I've ever seen was a young woman blowing up balloons while going down the outside lane on the M4, doing well over 80 kilometres an hour at the time, blowing up balloons behind the car wheel. 087 1400 106, the WhatsApp number. What have you noticed people doing while driving behind the wheel? I should, like, it probably doesn't need to be said, but maybe I better say it. Don't obviously text us while driving.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.